So on this list, of course, is BRAF V600E mutations, Eric, and you know there's been a lot of discussion about first-line therapy, but what we wanted to get your take on specifically tonight was the issue of targeted therapy and the evolution of targeted therapy. We asked the audience, incidentally, first of all, what they consider routine in assessing patients with metastatic CRC. And the audience really, I think, buys in addition to pan-RAS status, to using all three, HER2, BRAF, and MSI, that I think defines those six subsets that we were just talking about. But to get more into that, and we asked the issue of a patient who has a BRAF V600E mutation, would they use some type of targeted therapy? And the vast majority of the audience now is using targeted therapy at some point in these patients. In terms of choice, it's a little bit split between irinotecan, EGFR antibody, and vemurafenib, and the newer combination that we wanted to talk about, encorafenib and imatinib, which of course is now approved in melanoma, but combined with cetuximab. So when we asked this panel of 25 investigators what targeted therapy they use, it was interesting, Eric. We saw this real shift towards encorafenib, imatinib, and cetuximab. So we're going to talk a little bit about why, and maybe we can get into that with your patient, the 59-year-old woman. What happened?
Yeah, this was indeed a 59-year-old woman who lost a little bit of weight over the last couple of months and presented also with some abdominal pain, no obstruction symptoms, good performance status, a PS1. And she was diagnosed with a right colon adenocarcinoma with diffuse liver and lung metastasis. The disease was clearly not resectable since she had no symptoms of the primary tumor. We did decide not to go for surgery and we decided to go for chemotherapy. Further work up initially in this patient when she was referred, we knew that she was RAS wild type, an MSS tumor, and we decided to start fast with chemotherapy, FOLFOX, bevacizumab. First cycle was very well tolerated. While she was on the second cycle of the chemotherapy, the result of the BRAF test came in, and it was a BRAF V600E mutation. Because she tolerated it well, we decided to continue with FOLFOX until a fast evaluation after four cycles, which showed clear progression, still in good condition.